Welcome back, and get ready to lock in a proper jungle and old-school DNB foundation. In this session, we're focusing on kick weight and bassline arrangement inside Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about making the biggest kick and the biggest bass in isolation. It's about making them work together across the arrangement so the track feels punchy, controlled, and seriously DJ-friendly. That relationship between kick and bass is the heartbeat of drum and bass. If the low end is crowded, the groove gets muddy. If it's too empty, the track loses power. The goal here is balance, movement, and contrast. We want the kick to hit with authority, while the bass line leaves space and answers it in a way that feels musical. Let's start by setting up the project. Open Ableton Live 12 and set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. For this lesson, 170 BPM is a great sweet spot for that old-school jungle feel. Now create three tracks, one for drums, one for bass, and one for FX or atmosphere. Keeping the bass separate is important, because in DNB the low end needs its own lane. You want to control the kick and bass independently instead of letting them pile up in the same space. A simple arrangement framework works really well here. Think 8 bars of intro, 8 bars of drop, 4 bars of variation, and 8 bars of outro. That already gives you a structure that feels like a real track section, not just a loop. Now let's talk about the kick. For this style, you want a kick that has weight, but not too much sub. It should feel punchy in the low mids, with enough attack to cut through the break. A kick that lives somewhere around the 60 to 110 Hz region is often a good starting point. If it's too boomy or too long, it'll fight the bass line before the bass even has a chance to move. If the kick needs a little more punch, Ableton's drum bus is a great stock tool. Try a small amount of drive, keep boom subtle, and use transient to bring out the click and impact. The idea is not to overcook it. We just want the kick to land clearly and cleanly. Next, program a simple kick pattern that leaves room to breathe. In a basic DNB or two-step style, let the kick hit on the downbeat, then use the snare on beats 2 and 4, and keep the rest of the phrase open enough for the bass to respond. In jungle and old-school DNB, silence is part of the groove. A tiny gap before the next note can make the whole thing feel heavier. Now move to the bass line. Use a stock Ableton synth-like operator, wavy-table, or analog. For a beginner-friendly old-school vibe, operator is a brilliant choice because it can make a clean sub very easily. Start with a sine wave, keep it monophonic, and make sure the notes don't overlap too much. In this style, a long bass tail can blur the kick, so keep the envelope fairly tight. A decay somewhere around 150 to 350 milliseconds is a useful starting point, depending on the note length. Here's the key idea. Write the bass around the kick, not under it. If the kick lands on beat 1, let the bass come in right after. Leave space where the kick needs to punch through. Use short notes for tension and longer notes for release. Think of it like a conversation. The kick says something and the bass answers. That call and response feel is very classic in jungle and old school DNB. If your loop starts to feel flat, don't rush to add more notes. First, try moving one note slightly earlier or later, shortening a bass note, or even removing one kick from the phrase. Those tiny changes often make a huge difference. Now let's clean up the low end. Add EQ 8 to the kick and bass if needed. On the kick, if there's any rumble below the useful range, gently high pass around 20 to 30 Hz. If it sounds boxy, try a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. If the attack needs more presence, a gentle boost around 2 to 4 kHz can help. On the bass, keep the very low end clean and centered. If there's unnecessary rumble, you can gently high pass around 20 to 30 Hz too, but be careful not to thin it out. If the bass and kick are clashing, dip a little in the area where the kick is strongest. And if the bass feels muddy, reduce some of that 120 to 250 Hz region. Utility is another crucial tool here. Keep the low end mono, or at least very focused. In DNB, mono compatibility is not optional. If the groove falls apart in mono, it will not hit properly in clubs or on big systems. Now add the jungle flavor, the break. Bring in a drum break on a separate track. You can use a classic break sample and keep it simple. Loop a 1-bar or 2-bar section, then lightly chop it if needed so the kick and snare still have space to breathe. The break should support the groove, not overpower it. If you use simpler, classic mode is a nice, easy starting point. You can darken the break a little if it's too bright, and use a short envelope if you want tighter hits. A bit of saturator or drum bus can add that old-school grit and help the break sit forward without just turning it up louder. And that's an important DNB lesson right there. Sometimes you want the break to feel harder, not louder. Now we arrange the section so the kick hits harder after tension. In the intro, don't give away the full low end right away. Use atmosphere, a filtered break, maybe a hint of the bass at the end of the phrase, but keep the main impact hidden for the drop. Then when the drop lands, bring in the full kick and bass together. That contrast is what makes the drop feel powerful. A good beginner drop structure is something like this. Bars 1 to 4, full groove. Bars 5 to 6, add a slight variation, maybe an extra kick or a bass change. Bar 7, use a fill or break edit. Bar 8, create a little tension release, maybe with a reverse sound or a filter move into the loop. Notice how that works. We're not overcrowding the section. We're using space, timing, and arrangement to create weight. That brings us to automation. Keep it simple and musical. Auto filter on the bass or break is a classic move. You can start with the intro filtered down and slowly open it up as the drop approaches. A reverb throw on a snare fill can add excitement without washing out the whole drum bus. You can even automate utility gain for a slight dip before the drop, then hit full level when it lands. The key here is subtlety. In darker D&B, too much movement can blur the groove. Small automation changes are often enough to make the whole section feel alive. Next, make one variation so the loop doesn't feel copied and pasted. Every four bars, change something. Remove a kick for one beat. Add a ghost note in the break. Shorten a bass note. Add a snare fill or a tom hit. Even a tiny change at the end of a phrase can make the arrangement feel intentional. For example, you might run bars 1 to 4 as your main groove, then bars 5 to 8 with a little pickup or bass response. And on the last bar, use a filter close on the bass before the loop restarts. That gives the listener a reason to keep following the track. And one more really useful teacher tip: if a change is hard to hear in mono at low volume, it probably is not helping enough. That's a great reality check when you're deciding whether a variation actually matters. Now do the final balance check. Solo the kick and bass together. Listen in mono using utility. Turn the bass down until the kick punches through clearly, then bring it back up until the low end feels powerful but not muddy. If the kick disappears whenever the bass plays, that's your sign to reduce the overlap, shorten the bass envelope, or carve out a little EQ space. In this style, clarity creates impact. Not just volume, not just sub, clarity. So here's the big picture. You're building a drum and bass section where the kick is the impact, the bass is the movement, and the break adds the character. The arrangement creates tension and release. The automation keeps things evolving. The low end stays controlled, centered, and powerful. That's the real magic of jungle and old school D&B. If you get that kick and bass relationship right, even a simple loop can feel huge, confident, and ready to grow into a full track. For your practice, try building a short 16-bar sketch at around 170 BPM using only stock Ableton tools. Keep it simple, keep it clean, and focus on making the bass leave space for the kick. Then compare it in mono, add one variation, and see how much more alive it feels. All right, load up that session, trust the space, and let the low end lock in.